With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Florida Republican congressman pledges a parallel independent investigation into the Trump assassination attempt. Bernie Bennett has more.
Representative Corey Mills of Florida pledges to fund a, quote, parallel independent investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump, expressing disappointment at not being selected to sit on the task force to investigate the rally shooting. Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Monday that 13 members of the bipartisan task force to investigate the assassination attempt, in which a 20-year-old gunman left Trump injured, one rally attendee dead, and two others severely injured. Mills, an Army veteran who has founded defensive contracting and private security companies, referenced an investigation into the matter that he conducted with Arizona Republican Eli Crane, a former Navy SEAL sniper, and conservative media personality Benny Johnson. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal appeals court has ruled that Texas' floating Rio Grande barrier can stay for now. Julie Walker reports.
The decision Tuesday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a previous decision by a panel of the court. The shorter-term ruling is the latest development in a new standoff between Texas and President Biden's administration over immigration on the state's 1,200-mile border with Mexico. The broader lawsuit in district court is set for an August 6 trial, where the Biden administration accuses Texas of violating the Federal Rivers and Harbor Act. I'm Julie Walker.
The Olympic triathlons were held Wednesday after days of delays and uncertainty over water quality concerns in the Seine River. The latest test of the waterway showed compliance with quality standards. Elevated levels of bacteria had delayed the men's race. The Dow ahead 253 points. The NASDAQ is up 400. This is SRN News. Cleanup continues after Hurricane Beryl.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl hit southeast Texas as a Category 1 hurricane with violent winds and torrential rain. Storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground, clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are also sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Olympic organizers continue to take heat from last week's opening ceremony, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of the Last Supper, which offended many Christians. This is SRN News. All eyes are on Israel in connection with recent high-profile killings. We have the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Middle East is reeling following Israel's lightning strikes that eliminated two of the region's most notorious terrorist leaders, Ismail Haniya, one-third of Hamas's leadership, and Fuad Shukr, senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Shukr carries a $5 million United States bounty for his lead role in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, in which more than 230 Americans perished. Master terrorist and Iranian proxy Shukr reportedly masterminded the massacre of 12 Druze children playing soccer in Majdal Shams. Haniya was often criticized for luxuriating in elegant Mideast locations while his people suffered in Gaza. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.